Parsha Vayishlach, there's a Parsha Luma, Parsha Stum over here in the middle. It's very not clear what the Inyan over here is. Yaakov had a fight with the Malach, and then he won. Vayikra, Yaakov Shem Amokim Pniel. So Yaakov called the place Pniel where he had this fight. Here easily, him ponim or ponim, but not till Nafshi. Then it says, "Vayizach Hashemesh kasha oves Pinuel, v'tolei al yirechoi." There's a shinui from Pinuel to Pinuel. And then it says, "Alkein lo yochlu bezos gidan noshak." That's the middle of the parasha. At the end, there is, if he finishes the whole Esek with Esau, "Vayova Yaakov sholim yirshchem ashevatz knan v'boim panerom, v'yichan es pnei ha'ir." The word "vayichan" over here means Pashut that he, in the Lashon Chanoya, that he rested over there in front of the city. So Rashi says Vayichnas Pnei Yair. Rashi says Erev Shabbos Hoya. So that's why he came to rest. Rechura from the Pshutish or Mikra. I mean, where's the Chazal say that it was Takir? Chazal say it was Erev Shabbos. But where in Pshutish or Mikra is any remez Erev Shabbos? I mean, he came to Shechem and he had to sit down someplace. Yeah, I mean, he had to stop at some point. It wasn't going on forever. So, I mean, what's the Vayichan as Pnei Yair that it was Shabbos, Rashi says? And secondly, Chazal say over here that one of the, it's the same Chazal in two or three different places. In Tanchum it says, Vayichan as Pnei Yair, Nichnas in Dume Chama, and Vekova Eruv Etchumen. That Yaakov Avinu made Eruv Etchumen. So Vayichnas Pneir means that he created a Eruv Etchumen. Very strange, Melamed that he kept Shabbos even before it was given. Very strange Inyan over here, Eruv Etchumen. So what's the Inyan of Eruv Etchumen over here? Doesn't strange of all the mitzvahs, all the Inyanim, the Eruv Etchumen. Then it says Vayikhen Aschokas Asada Ashenot Hashem. This is one of the three places where our bailus to Eretz Yisrael is absolute. There are three places that the Umos HaOlam can be Ma'ar. One of them is Chevron, like it says that he bought Chevron, which is Kiravis, it's important. The second one is Beis HaMikdash, it says that by Yikon, by David, he bought the field. Fine, that's also obviously important. And here in Shechem, which L'chura is, I mean, it's the Markan Kfura of Yosef HaTzadik. It's important, but it doesn't have a mishkal kiilu l'umas the other ones.
The whole safe passage is vayyoshav imahu Esav ledakis here. Esav traveled off. Esav went to Seir. And Yaakov went to Sukkos and he built a house and he made Sukkos and vayichas peir and so on. In other words, Yaakov settled down. Esav traveled over there, Vayelach by Rashi, who is of the darkest era. And Chazal, when they speak in the beginning of the Parsha, Vayishlach, they speak about Esav, they said, Esav the darkest Vayelach. Oichas wasn't a killer, that why did Yaakov set up with him? The lesson is, Esav the darkest Vayelach. Like to be Medayek, the chiluk between Esav and Yaakov is included here. Here's a Chazal in Gemara Shabbos that we looked recently. The Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Mishum Bakapar, Kol HaMikayim Sholosh Subis B'Shabbos Nitzel B'Sholosh Puranyos. So it says that if somebody is each Sholosh Subis, he's Nitzel for Puranyos. Amar Rabbi Yechon Terev Yesi, Kol HaMe'anegis HaShabbos, if someone is Me'anegis HaShabbos, Nitzel Lein Nachl B'Li Mitzor, he gets a Nachl B'Li Mitzor, Shenema Oz Tis Aneg Al Hashem V'Kavticho Bo Mesei Oretz V'Kavticho Nach Ziyak L'Vicho. So for the schar of Ayik Shabbos is that we get a nachum li mitzvah. Strange mitzvah. Ayik Shabbos is less of the difficult mitzvahs to be mekayim. And then you have the chamuris and the yisurim, that's not. But for being ma'anik Shabbos, you give us nachum li mitzvah. And what does it mean nachum li mitzvah? Avram, it says, kumis halei for zol kol rachba. So there's gvulus, or kol rachba. Ayisok, it says, kichol za'acha etin es kol ratzis ha'eil. That's also gvul. But by Yaakov it says, Paratz the Yom of the Kenan Tzvein of Negba, doesn't say anything specific. So in the in the Indian of Shabbos, you see that Yaakov Avinu was mechadish the Nachal Bli Mitzrayim. That was Yaakov's Chiddush. Yaakov's Chiddush was Nachal Bli Mitzrayim. And the Mela, you get, the Zelu Maseh is that he gets all this Misanik. So why, Taka, where the Tainug of Shabbos do you have this Indian of Nachal Bli Mitzrayim? And connected Yaakov Dafka. Also, it's very interesting, in the beginning of that pasuk is in Parshat V'Shabbos Raglecha, so it's going on Eruv Etchumen. The Gemara has two inyanim, the Gemara from it. One thing the Gemara learns is going for Bar Mitzvah for a Bar Shus or for a business, and that's like Dabba Dov and so on. The second thing that the Gemara learns over there is the inyan of Tchumen. The Gemara calls it Shaila. So the Gemara learns an Eruv Etchumen. So of all the Inyanim in Shabbos, the Inyan that for which you get the mitzvah, for which you get the chiyuv of the schar of Nachum Mitzrayim is Eruv Etchumen. I mean, Eruv Etchumen is the kosher deraisa, possibly. You know, it's some parts of their rights, it's an essay, very strange. This seems to be the biggest schar in Shabbos is not being mitzvah. And the beginning of the passage in Toshav Shabbos HaGlecha, that if you will keep a Rubit Chumin, then I'll give you Nachas HaKav Avicha, which is not being mitzvah. Very strange. But it somehow clicks in over here with Yaakov Avinu's being the Taken Rubit Chumin, which is a tikkun for Toshav Shabbos HaGlecha. Also, the Gemara says a few times in Gemara Shabbos, it's miraculous that the Gemara asks a Shaila, in different types of Shkodis, the Gemara tells a Shaila, how do you have a Shkodah from everything and still know that there's Idea Shabbos? So the Gemara says, the Yodolei B'Tchumen. It's not the Pshat that he's not aware of Shabbos, he knows it because of Tchumen. It seems to us, L'chura in Tchumen is an essay. The old Inyanim of Shvisa of Shabbos, Tchumen is not really included in the Shvisa Shabbos. So to say that he knows Shabbos was that, I mean, and if he knows Shabbos as Kabdei, as Kiddush, Kiddush Hayom, even to the Reis, it doesn't seem to say that he knows Shabbos of Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush Hayom is very nice, but it's not called knowing Shabbos. And Tchumen, even though it's not from the same dinim of Chayav Skilo, Chayav Lavi, it still seems that it's called knowing Shabbos through Tchumen. So that means in Tchumen there's an inyan of knowing Shabbos. It needs a hezbon. One nekuda I'd like to stop on is, the Gemara says that you have a neshama yisera on Shabbos. So Rashi says, what's a neshama yisera? So Rashi says that the nafsh shel adam, a person can eat, and his nefesh is not kos. The person doesn't feel repulsed, he doesn't ever feel that he's gorging himself. A strange inyan from the Shem Yisrael to the Yosef. It's a boundless appetite. Well, what does that mean? That the person Echom and Nafshe is not Kotzeboy. That's in Shem Yisrael. And okay, Bechlal, the whole inyan of Oineg and Shabbos is an inyan that needs a beer because, I mean, the Pasuk says the Karasel of Shabbos Oineg, that Shabbos is called Oineg. In our understanding, Oineg is like Kavod Shabbos. You mechabit Shabbos. And you do things to Mapa Nikiyam, Sus Nikiyam, Goda Nikiyam, fine. And those are Yanim that are enhanced the Shabbos. They're called Kvaydos of Shabbos, not Shabbos Gufa. And the Indian of Oineg, you find the Kurosal of the Shabbos Oineg, Kolam Aneg is a Shabbos, that seems to be the Gufa, the Urd of Shabbos. We would say Shema Shabbos, but the being Ma'anim the Shabbos and Oineg Shabbos is one of the Yanim that make Shabbos nice. But it seems as if the Tfisa of the Nevi'im and the Tfisa of Shabbos as being Kurosal Shabbos Oineg, that is the Atzmis of Shabbos. Again, the Gemara says that the Mokrim where you could say Kiddush is only Shayach on the Mokrim with his Oineg. That's because Ki'ilu, that's where you have Shabbos in front of you, where you have Oineg. So let's be misplaying a little bit about it. The Inyan of Oineg, Pashtus week with Taifis, the Inyan of Oineg, as being a fine, it's enjoying something. It's neither here nor there. It's a physical tchun of a person. There are certain things you like, certain things you dislike. the emes in the when Chachamim gave us the understanding of how the Chalkei HaAdam work, so be'etzem Oineg is the sheirish of all inyanim. The sheirish of a person's, if you could make a diagram describing a person's, the framework of a person's activities, so you would have to put Oineg as the very sheirish and roish of all the inyanim, and everything after that is a gather of echetimtzah. And it's all inyanim. First, a person enjoys kavod. He enjoys kavod. So now, one person will excel and will work very hard to get good marks because he wants the kavod. Work very hard to get a good job because he wants the kavod of it. He'll help people because he wants the kavod of it. He'll work and earn money to go to school to get good marks so he has kavod from it. The whole pyramid of a person's maisim, or the whole bria, everything starts with the sheirish of tainuk, and everything else becomes eichetimtzah. So, if we're looking at the magdir of a person's mitzias, there's a sheirish called ashrashim of the person, and that's his tainuk, and everything else, and that's called mitzarecha, the atzmis of the person. The person whose tainuk, his deepest tainuk is kavod, so we'll call him a bal kavod, and that becomes the sheirish of the person, and that becomes the atzmis of the person, and then everything else, all 99% of the person's, the rest of the person's personality, activities, and everything like that, is called echetimtzah. So you're being mechalik between sheirish, atzmis at one side, and echetimtzah on the other side. Nafkimina sa hechetimtza is called kule pules. A person does things. Once a person, because nikva and the person sherish is the tainuk for kavod, so now the person does 101 things. Some of them directly to have kavod, some of them to cause something to have kavod, some of them to cause something else to have kavod. A person, everything else is hechetimtza, and it works with an asiyah. You're doing something in order to accomplish something. Whereas tainuk, you're sitting back and you've been there from in there's a tahaim of difference in how we can treat this koichas hanefesh. All koichas hanefesh in the tchum of asiya, I can deal with seichel. I can understand it in seichel. Once I have the reason why the person, what motivates this person is covered. So now I can understand this is why I did this, this is why this kid is a good kid, this is why this kid is a bad kid, he gets covered this way, he gets covered this way. He's doing this because he expects at some point we'll give him COVID. I have a whole mahalach of seichel, a sichlis big mahalach, to explain the hemshach, because it is a mahalach that fits in Gidrei seichel. Understanding the sheirish, why this person wants COVID, if I really have the sheirish for Ashrashim, it doesn't fall to seichel. This is it. My seichel starts from that point onwards, understanding it, understanding how it manifests itself further, how the person is conniving to get to that, to what he wants, to his tainuk. That's already, that's nitfas through seichel. But the atzmus of it is not nitfas through seichel. The same thing is true about how I affect the person in a chisar in one of these two mahalim. Efle mashal, a person has a real, a person's real oinek is ruchnis, but the person is going about it the wrong way. For instance, let's take even another look. Let's say a person wants kavod. That's his etzem tainuk. So to go and to tell him, I can tell. Listen, the reason why you're always going to trouble is because you attract attention that way, and you're the big man about town, and that's why you know that's how you're getting your kavod. I want to tell you that the etzem people laugh at you, and at some point they just get tired of you, and If you really want COVID, this is the way to have it. You'll work hard, and at the beginning there won't be so much COVID. Then as you succeed, as you do well, and so on and so forth, there'll be real COVID where everybody really thinks that you're good, everybody says about you good, and so on and so forth. So those are sichliistic and mahalchim, because I'm dealing with the sichliist mahalchim itself. That is how I deal with a pagam in the whole area of a personality that's after timing. That's a nechetimtzah. So nechetimtzah, it's a sechus to gemahalach. I tell you, chesh is wrong. Your goal is good. Kavod is a nice thing, but you're wrong in how you made the chesh to get there. But what about where the chisaron lies in tainig itself? The person latched onto taiva, and that became the mocker and the sherish for his life. Forget, and everything's around taiva. He's good. It's good. He's happy to be a bal taiva, and that's fine. So working around it with seichel is not going to help, because what am I going to argue with him? You shouldn't be about that. Why not? This is what I like. This is what I enjoy. All arguments are going to have to go back in the end to enjoy it. And b'meila, if the tainug is what I enjoy, if you like that, fine. It's good. You like davening, daven. I like sleeping. I'll sleep. And where do we go after that? So in a prostar even, you can tell him that there's Gehenim, so Gemela, it's not going to be a Tainuk, and there's Gan Eden, and it will be a Tainuk, but that's already touching on the Tainuk itself. But in Seichel, there doesn't seem to be a Mahalak on how to get it out. The real Eifin of where a person is going to change in Tainuk, is if I show the person that the tainug runs out and then it's empty. The Yitzhara, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Tov and Ra, both of them have a sheirish of tainug. The difference of tainug is that in Tov, it's nimshach forever, because it's be'etzim, the right, it's the tainug. That's the atzmis of the person. This is the person. Whereas the tainug that is shayach to the chelak of Ra and the Bria is a medumadik tainug. It's a tainug somewhere along the road. It's like the difference between a motel and a home. A motel is very nice. It's very fine. But after a day, it's about getting nerves. It's not home. So the way in which I can deal with a gam and a kilkul and tainug, it's very different than what I deal in Evakinza. I have to be mechalik between tanugos that are medume and tanugos that are be'etzim. Since tainug is what the person's penis is be'etzim, that's what the tainug is. This is what you are. So I can tell, just like I tell a child who's getting older and is still oiches b'mais and iris, I can tell him, listen, this tainug is going to spend itself out, and a year from now, it'll leave you no place, high and dry. Whereas if you latch onto Mahalkam that brings you to a deeper tainug, you've touched onto something that will forever keep you going. Then I have the Mahalach of real tainug. So being Mahalach between tainug that is Meduma and tainug that's Amiti is going to where I can affect the person. Because when a person is deciding what tainug to focus on, so the person is, the main achlota is this be'etzim what I'm mis'aneg on? Is this me be'etzim? If it's me be'etzim, the tainug will never spend itself, and it's real tainug. If it's a meduma, if it's the pshat, it's a motel along the way, it's very pleasant as it is, but it has nothing in it for long term, so then it takes away the whole cheshit of the tainug. I tell the person, you're just not going to eat it. If smoking is pleasant the first time, but then it has no pleasure. So I'm telling the person that pleasure itself is going to stop at some point, and then it's a dead end. Anytime the way in which I can be mechalik between a tainug medumah to a tainug amiti is, since tainug is supposed to be the atzmi to the person, by definition it can't run out if I have the etzem tainug. Whereas if I have the tainug that's meduma, then it'll run out, because it's a motel along the way. It's not my home. It's not where I am. That is the chiluk between that. The chiluk in avoda of a tikkun feichatimtza is sichvius. You simply show the person that you made a mistake in cheshem of how to get from where you are to where you want to go to, and that's really clear seichel. In tainug, two things have to happen. First of all, I have to give a person a tam of a different tainuk. Tamu ru'u ki toiv. Because there's no seichel to tainuk. Unless the person had a palm of that tainu, then it's not nitban his nefesh yet. He doesn't know that there's another tainu waiting for him. So one thing is to be mak in the person, to give him a palm of that tainu, so that his ti'im of the tainu sets another tainu of his nefesh. And the second thing is, the person has to be mechalek between a tainu that's meduma and a tainu that will last. Something that runs out is be'etzim not a tainu, and nobody wants to get involved in something that spends itself out and then he's left high and dry. And whereas a tainu that's a miti means it touched the atzmus of the person, and therefore it's be'etzim without the bliss. That is the chiluk in the mechalek of being metakin hechitim tzidik inyanim and being metakin atzmus tzidik and tanugim. There's one more inyan about tainuk, and this is an inyan, I don't know if we'll get to it, but it's an inyan, Tzedek speaks about it, it's a Zaya Betzim, it's an important nikud also. And maybe it's a deeper hazard, but we'll mention it because it's a little bit important here. A tainuk that's tmidi, a tainuk cannot be the her unless it comes in contrast to something else. A tainuk, for instance, a person that's born in an air-conditioned room, and he stay and the weather and the temperature is perfect, and he stays like that for all of his life, does not feel any tainuk in that environment. He feels fine. A person came in from a hot outside, and it's cool, it's pleasantly cool, or vice versa. So there, the person is misanik because it requires the ability to be megala something. Tainuk requires a contrast between two things. If everything a person eats is sweet, that a person doesn't have a taste for sweet. If some things are sour or sharp and some things are sweet, then sweetness becomes a taste, it becomes a tainuk. Maybe some other time we'll speak about why it's like that. But the mindset, that's a second, it's another nekuda that's emes about this inyan of tainuk. That tainuk comes dafka in contrast to something else. The mahalach of the avos, was building Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the avos were all in the Olam of Asiya. And that's why Avram Avinu was going someplace. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Kol Mokam Asher Tidrach Kach Da'ad Lecha," that every place where you go and do a Maisa, I'll give you as a Nachla. Because Avram Avinu was the others started from the outside working their way in. And B'meila, the first thing is a Pula. Just like a person who has to start doing mitzvahs and so on, the person does. So Avraham Avinu's kibush of the Nachla was a tzura of doing, and as much as he does, that's what he has. That's Minda B'mida and so on. Yitzchak was a step further along. He didn't do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Aratzeis Ha'el, there are certain Mesuyim Dike Aratzeis, and those Aratzeis belong to you. During Kavul, And it was less of an asiyah. Yitzchak Avinu did not have to do an asiyah, but lemaisa there was gevulas around it because Yitzchak was only the second step, and b'meila was also hechatim tzedek. The makiv katish of Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu was the gemar of Aveda. So Yaakov Avinu was had to at some point touch home. The final point in Aveda, as the person goes from outside in, Lemashal, the person first forces himself to learn because someone forces him. Then the person forces himself with prizes, and so on, until the person finally has the tainuk of learning. And the final step, so you always start from the outside, where it's called kulei asiya and kfiya and pushing and doing and work, until the person hits home the nekuda of tainuk. Yaakov Avinu's daga was where he somewhere at the culmination of Aveda, he had to hit home that nekuda that's mufka, that's the atzmus, that's the pnimis. Vayovet ish imay. So it says, so Chazal say he wanted to be the kakeya b'tzosos of Yisrael, that it says he attacked every chelik of Yaakov Avinu. And as Ramban says in the malachs wrestling tried to hurt Yaakov in every single aver, and Kenegdan Rabban says it's all the deiris of tzaris of Shema of Yisrael, all the tzaris and of the Umas Olam that are going to Yisrael are all in that circle, attacking that the Malach attacked Yaakov. So the Mele, this was ki'ilu the nekuda of contrast to anything else. It says Vayova Yaakov Sholem the Gufa, Sholem the Moina, Sholem the Nafshay. When a person has everything, so the person doesn't feel, nobody that's healthy feels I'm healthy. Nobody that has money feels he has money. The only time you feel that you have it, the only time you are the kudah tainig is a person that had a chashash and he wasn't healthy, and then there was his bar, or he wasn't healthy and he was healed. The person that his money was a sakana and then it came out, and then he came out okay. So lemaisa, this was in the nekuda of attacking everything. That was where Yaakov Avinu was able to have the tainig of everything else. Since the Sashal Esav tried to hurt every part of it, so the shleimus of Yaakov the heard the shleimus of everything. In the Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos. It's the Shabbos is also a day of avodah, but it's different. The 6 days there are 6 days of work where a person is works for a chetimser. It's the pshat that 6 days are hechetim tzibetim. And that's why an akum sheshavas is chayiv misa, because an akum belongs to the world of hechetim tzibetim. And his avoda, his metzias, is hechetim tzibetim. And if he doesn't do, if an akum doesn't do, then he's not part of the world. He's chayiv misa because he's not a functioning re of the world. Kalal Yisrael behares that the Mishat Torah Be'er Shabbos is the Yechol B'Shabbos, because if the person wouldn't feel the drudgery of how hard he has to work for something, he wouldn't feel the tainig of the thing itself. Just like we said the example before, if a person walks in from a hot room, from a hot outside to a cold room, you feel the tainig of the cold. Unless a person has asiyah, is the person doesn't dehair the atzmus. Unless when a person works for a piece of bread, he has the gift in the bread. He has the tam, the svi in the bread. The person without, if a person doesn't go through hechatimtza, he doesn't get the atzmis. And it's a soid niflad ma'oid in avodas adam. Pashas we learn, if you work, then you have, and everything is ma'is adam. So where is hakol deshamayim, where is the siyat deshamayim, and so on. The Torah says no. If you wouldn't, the atzmius of tainug lies in everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Tainug lies in the atzmius of it. But if a person didn't work, if a person didn't sweat, then it doesn't deher the tainug. It's there, and it's worthless. Just like the same dollar bill for the kid that gets it just because his parents have too much money and they just throw money at him. He's miserable with the dollar bill because he doesn't deher the tainug of it, of having it, because he doesn't deher the tainug of not having it. When the person who worked for it and he has the dollar bill, so then the person is misanek from it. Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos yichol b'Shabbos is because the achila of Shabbos is an atzmistic achila. It's the oneg of ruchnis. And a person that didn't, for whatever person didn't work, he doesn't deher. You can't be misanek from something that you didn't feel the lack of it. A person who's not hungry, stuffing with the best food in the world, and he doesn't care for it. It doesn't mean anything. For the person that's hungry, the hungrier the person is, the sharper the tainug is. Good food is ma'ir a tainug because it's ma'ir an appetite thing. If the food that I eat is bland, and someone gives me something that's very spicy, very sweet, so I feel the chisaron of it. And the mela, I'm nimshachter. But all the toiv in the world is not ma'ir a tainug unless the person falls for lack of it. So in the Vayavik Ish Imoy, you have the tchusha of tainug and the kolis of the metzias, and in the mitzvah of Shabbos, Yechol b'Shabbos is because Shabbos is a day of being misanik. But tainug is only for the person that knows what it's like not to have. That's when a person has a tainug. For a person that has to break his head to understand Tosfos, the geshmak of Tosfos, the havana, the tefisa, becomes a tainug for the person. For the person that it's off the sleeve, so there was no tainug locked into it. Yaakov Avinu, the tonight that we said in the hallmark of Tainuk is that it doesn't finish. Real Tainuk versus Tainuk Medume is that it's endless. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, there was no end to Yaakov Avinu. The other others, Avram had Ishmael, so part of Avram finished. Avram's children needed theirs. Once Frederick Avram's, each one was a Jew in his own right, and same thing with Yitzchak. Yaakov was the first one. Yaakov became Mitzchias. So the pshat is Yaakov tapped into a nekuda of the Atzmus of Yisrael. Yaakov became Yisrael. He is Yisrael, and Yisrael is him, because it's one nekuda, and that's his Mitzchias. The Yitzchak Isaac Chavis, the Talmud of the Goyim, says that Chazal Megala Dovah Nifla is very spoiled from the Oymek and Chazal and Nuel Bniel, speaks about it by Richus, but he says in Akuda that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, it says Mokoyim Ha'oron Eina Min Amida, says Medayek, it doesn't say the Oron is not Min Amida, it says the Mokoyim Ha'oron is not Min Amida. Why? Because the Oron was on the Eben Shesia. The Eben Shesia is the Sheirish Hashroshim of the Bria, and that's Zelum Aser of the Oinig in a person. And the Mela, just like we said before, that the Koyach of Oinig in a person is not Mitfas in Mida, it doesn't have a Mitzias where you can measure it. You can't apply the yardstick of Seichel and measurement to the Koyach of Tainug in a person, because it's the Sheirish Hashroshim of the person. It's only from that point onwards that Seichel and linkage and cause and effect comes into play. So too in the Koyach of in the Eben Shesia, the whole world is a Shtalsos and Eben Shesia. So how did point A get from Eben Shesia like this? And point B came from point A, and point C supports point B. Everything else is linked. In Eben Shesia itself, there is no, it's a Sheirish. And the Mela, when Yaakov slept on the Makra Mikdash, on the Eben Shesia, that is because Yaakov is shaykh for that nekuda of Atzmus. Yaakov tapped into his nefesh, into the Eben Shesia of the nefesh of Adam of nefesh of Yisrael. That's the mile of Yaakov. Shabbos is that day in the week. So the first thing is Yaakov went over there, and Yaakov was vayichem, and Yaakov was kaveh ruvei tchumen. A ruvei tchumen means, normally, a person comes to a makom, and that becomes his makom. It's a city, and a city, a person can walk around. That's his tchum. When a person is kind of shvisa himself, a ruvei tchumen says that it's not that the makom, the person is in the makom. The person creates the makom. The person is the sheirish for everything around him. It's a hafgah from mida. It's not that the mida determines the person. I'm a ben ir. I'm a ben kar. I'm a ben krach. That's normal tchumen. But Vayichen means Vaket. He put himself down and created a Makom around him. The Sheirish creates Makom, not the other way around. Everything else, once you go past the Sheirish, everything else is within a Makom. Since this is my Nefesh, so this is a Hemshek of how I act, like I explained before. But the other way around, Yaakov Avinu was the one that was Kriveyat Yitchum. And that's the Pshat in the Nachum Limitzorim of Shabbos, and Nachum Limitzorim of Yaakov, and of the Oynik of Shabbos. The Oynig of Shabbos, that's what Rashi means, is the Eichol Bei Nafshei Kotz, means the following. If a person eats, and the Tainig is the food, so naturally, the person, at some point, is Kelim with a Gvul, and he can't take more. And the word Kotz means to become sick, it also means a Gvul, Kates. He can't more. When a person, Lemoshel, eats for a different reason, person eats because he's upset, person eats because he's angry, because he's depressed, for any other reason, then the person's appetite stops being his stomach, and it's his nefesh. If a person eats because he's with somebody, he has to meet somebody, very important, he likes the person, and they can sit and drink coffee together for who knows how long, because the etzem, it's my appetite is cooperative person, not cooperative coffee. So the mele, my kalim are different kalim. If the oinig of Shabbos is because a person likes food, so then of course the gvul is out of stomach, and that's it. Where a person's misanig al Hashem, ostis anig al Hashem, it's the pshat he dehers in nachil Shabbos, the yoichol b'Shabbos. If a person dehers achil Shabbos, to where he is the head, if he has the Bchinas Oined, then there is no makom for Gvul, because that touched the Evnesh Asiyah of the person. So in Aveda, in general, we have two Mahalchim Aveda. There's one thing, a person has to work on Pratim, a person has to work on Mahalchim, and the way to do it is to make the Cheshm. Is this getting me to where I want to go to? Is this helping me? Is not helping me? A person who, Lamashal, has a Geshmak and learning. And the Shaila is this Chavusa, that Chavusa. So we say all the way, this Chavusa will help you this way, this Chavusa will study this way, and so on and so forth. Those are all Cheshbainis we are working on, I think, which a lot of you know, we work like that. But there's a second Indian in a person, that a person should get to the Mokra and Tain of his Neshama. That us tis anigal Hashem, that's the Nachas Yaakov Ogiv, the Yaakov Avicha, that is, without that, a person is not going anywhere. The whole Mishat Torah on Shabbos is the Yechol B'Shabbos. So where's the person going to? It means that, and it comes with shades also. The first turn a person is misanik from learning because there's approval from people around him. Then there's this a time that the person gets a prize for. Then there's a time note that the person enjoys the intellectual exercise of it. And the person each time as he works a step forward builds himself and says there's a more pneumistic tainug in here. The tainug of knowing emes, the tainug of knowing das Hashem, the tainug of being masik of das Hashem. That is the makom of tainug. In those avodas, a person works by being toyim, or other inyanim. A person knows that without doing it, a person who hasn't worked on himself, doesn't know what the tainug of working on himself is, if a person hasn't been mishabed himself, he can't know what a tainug is until he doesn't taste it. All the seichel in the world won't help him until he doesn't experience it, actually. And secondly, the person has to understand that any kind of... If a person learns for prizes, it loses its effect, because it's not the atmos of a person. And the male at some point, it dissipates and the person left high and dry, without any real purpose in life. If a person learns for intellectual enjoyment, at some point, it also becomes spent. Unless the person touched into the atmos of himself, unless the person tapped into every sea of the Nefesh Adam, then it peters out someplace. It's only, the whole Metzius of Shabbos, it's almost heartbreaking that Shabbos, on the one hand, is the day that a lot of times becomes a little bit of a rifyei, and it's the Misha Ochel is a step behind the Misha Torah. Misha Torah is much cheshiver than the Yechal. But with the Etzim, it's the most important day, because a person is supposed to try to get some piece of the Einik. The people marked it to learn things that were especially misanik with, that they especially felt a bazunda kesha, a bazunda pimius in it. Because that was the Avodah of Shabbos. The Avodah of Shabbos is that a person focus on getting a tainuk, on getting closer to that nekuda of atzmius, which is the shayosh of tainuk. And all those inyan, as a person, the more a person gets to the nekuda in his nefesh, that's tainuk, then, and the more the person is aware of that, then the person is getting to that Nachlas Yaakov Aviv, and the Oz Tis Anigal Hashem is the Yerusha of Yaakov Avinu, and that's a Nachlas Avinu Tzar, because when the person has finally got to that Nachlas that with the absence of the person, then as long as the person is Kayim, as long as any key to the person, then that is the person. It's a Nachlas Avinu Tzar.